vigils, street side events, festival bandwagons, and so much more expected for this year's Emancipation and Independence celebrations. Stay tuned as we highlight several of the exciting events to come. 54 years of independence is no small feat. In recognition of this, the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, has organized a slate of activities to celebrate in fine style.
The idea is that as we celebrate at the national level, we replicate that celebration in all parishes, town capitals, and communities so that we are making the celebrations available to as many Jamaicans as possible.
Director of Community Cultural Development Services at the JCDC, Marjorie Layden Vernon. The activities will kick off with church services island-wide. The first two Thanksgiving services will be held on Saturday, July 30 in Trelawney at the Warsop Seventh-day Adventist SDA Church at 11 a.m. and in St. James at King's SDA in Mount Salem, also at 11. All other church services will be held on Sunday, July 31 across the island, the details of which can be viewed at jcdc.gov.jm. Also, Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show runs from July 30 to August 1 at the Denby Showground in Maypen, Clarendon. The Jamaica Agricultural Society website, jas.gov.jm, has all the information on the various activities planned for each day.
The Sunday, July 31st, we would be hosting our Emancipation Vigil in all town capitals.
Some vigils will go all night to herald in August morning.
What happens is that a commemorative concert showcase is presented right up until midnight when the proclamation for emancipation is read by the custos. Some parishes will go straight into their drumming ceremony at 12 midnight. Others will do that later at various times throughout the day.
Sligoville in St. Catherine will also host an Emancifest church service, health fair, food and craft village, heritage tour, sports extravaganza, all beginning at 8 a.m. and a roots reggae concert at 6 p.m.
St. Anne is special because we will be working with the Emancipation celebration at Seville. That's a huge event. We are a part of the planning. We are an endorsing agency. And so we will be implementing that event at Seville.
Now on to August 2, when everyone will get the chance to jump on the festival bandwagons.
It's going to be across three regions. We start in St. Elizabeth. And in Northern Region, in Portland, we start in Hectors River, Manchineal, Boston, back down into Port Antonio. And in the Western Region, we start in Westmoreland, in Negril.
JCDC Community Cultural Development Director, Marjorie Layden Vernon. The wagons will travel throughout the parishes in all regions until August 5. On Independence Day, parish galas and flag-raising ceremonies will be held in all parishes. However, in Kingston and St. Andrew, starting at 9 a.m., the Independence Parade will take place at King's House. Independence Village activities continue at noon, and all roads lead to the Grand Gala at the National Stadium starting at 6 p.m. There will also be smaller-scale activities in various town squares, with viewing parties set up to watch the Grand Gala right in your community. And the JCDC is approaching the last of its big stage auditions with just a few more towns to complete. Some locations have been changed. Tryouts will be held on Tuesday, June 26 in Mandeville Town Square at 6 p.m. Talents for the St. James Big Stage will turn up at the Toronto Vibe Skateland in Anchovy on Friday, July 22. Auditions will also take place in Clarendon, at the Mobis Entertainment Center, Maypen, and in Buff Bay Town Square, Portland on Saturday, July 23. Big stage winners will take part in the bandwagon celebrations and tours right across the country, along with the JCDC Performing Arts winners. Visit the JCDC website for details about the audition nearest you. Don't forget to view the calendar of activities at the various parish offices island-wide. Wherever you are this festive season, let's get together and feel all right.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.